On this July 18, 2019, in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America. Oh, it's hot back on the East Coast. It's perfect here in Southern California. And to the world, the planet that I live on, welcome to the webcast today. And I hope that you're really in to have a discussion. Nina Simone.
Black is the color of my true love's hair. His face so soft and wondrous fair. The purest eyes and the strongest hands. I love the ground on where he stands. I love the ground on where he stands. Hair of my true love's hair, of my true love's hair.
Now, that particular number by Nina Simone, and it's obvious what it's called, and the title just screams out all over the place. Black is the color of my true love's hair. Let me put this frame of reference on this webcast. Black is the preference that I chose to live amongst. Black is the reference from which I gain my eternal connection to humans on this planet. Africans, black. Maybe not to the African culture from the ethical point of view, from what they view as reasonable, but black is the thing that I come to you on. Especially making this webcast today, because it's going to be an impromptu, wow, the ways in which we think. Some of you heard my last webcast and you just are finished with me. Wow! Why are people like that? Why are you finished with me? If I came to tell you easy things, wait. If I came, I remember there's a story in the Bible. And his little slave girl was a, servant to one, to somebody had some money. And the king had gotten, the commander of the general had gotten leprosy. And he was going to die. And so a little slave girl told this general, and there's a prophet in Israel, and I believe that if you go and sought his advice, that he would tell you what to do and you'd be healed. Well, he gave directions for that to be done. He went to give direction for the prophet to come to him, come all the way to him. And when the messenger got to the prophet and said, the head of the general army want to see you because he needs you to lay your hands on him and heal him and make him feel better. So what he did is he didn't go there to tell the general anything. He sent the message to go and tell him to dip in the Jordan River 7 times. And upon the 7th time dipping in that river, his leprosy is going to leave him. So the servant came back and told the general that. And the general was outraged. He said, don't he know who I am? Don't he know the struggles our people went through? Don't he? Does John Coleman feel what we feel? Is John Coleman living on another track somewhere? Is that, right. And you know the little servant girl said, look, if he told you something difficult to do, like go climb Mount Everest or go to the deepest pits of the lava pits in Hawaii and pick up one of the hot rocks and put it on your behind and come back home, you be doing that. All he told you to do is go and bathe 6 times, and the 7th time you go and bathe in that river, Dirty Jordan, you'd be healed. What are you complaining about? Now, let me bring it home to a lot of my black listeners that's listening to me. Let me bring it home. What you been eating this month? How you eating? How you doing? Doing all right? Whose name is on that paycheck? On that paycheck stub? Or who's paying you? I remember when I was working for the college, I know who was paying me. Okay. That's great. I'm going to get a call back in a little bit, and I can really appreciate that. But, who's been financing, who's been giving you that car that they're financing for you, and so you can drive around and knock them off their feet, huh? Who's been doing that? Black man? Does black man own these car companies? You got the new TV thing, right? Antenna on your house, paying all the, you can see 400 channels, right? How many are owned by black people? I mean in America. I don't mean in Africa, because black people are up and rising in Africa. They're doing for themselves, always have. They just got colonized and ripped off, an ancestral dehumanization, which everybody goes through when they're colonialized. I'm just telling the truth. I mean, I want to hear it, but that's what colonialization does to you. It makes you hear some truth that is truth that you know is truth, but because it does not appear to your colonialized religion or your colonialized state of mind, that you cannot possibly think that it is true. I accept my faith of Christianity as it was in the first century. I reject anything other, any other kind of traditions or sayings or names that certain characters were given in the Bible that was not their real names. I reject that. I reject it. I don't reject the idea. Let me give you a good example before I enter into this. Well, my popularity is not waning. Let me show you how this thing works. If a person tells me the truth And this happened. This happened not too long ago. I was in the house, and I said, you know, I want to watch an old movie that I have. And so I went to get the copy of The Matrix. And someone was in my home, and they said, did you know that a black woman originally came out with that idea of the movie The Matrix and has copyright deals on it and sued those white boys that made that series, and she got well over a good $1 million or more on that. She won the lawsuit that she put a funny book series together back in the 70s and 80s, and they stole it and made the movie. And I believed it because a young black man told me that. I don't know why he would lie to me. I never knew it. And I loved that series. And I said, oh my God, whomever came up with this idea must be making millions now, because it all makes sense. We're enslaved. We're merely doing things and behaving in ways because we've been... Because, excuse me, I'm making an adjustment on my headphone. Because we have been colonized to do so. And when you've been colonized to do something, it happens very easily. You just do it over and over and over. And over a certain amount of time, that becomes the law. That becomes what they say is. Now, the God of the Bible is my God. That's the God that I believe in. I believe in faith. I don't believe in biblical faith. I believe in my faith. I don't believe in biblical truth. I believe in my truth, because everything written in that Bible is not biblical truth. It's some other man's way of telling the truth, the truth to him. In his society. So, the truths that I have latched on to and that I have lived by my entire life lets me know certain things about certain people. Now, we're going to address President Trump again, because I think that we need to address that. All right, now, I want to say this right up front, that God did not intend that everyone was to be loyal to everyone. That was never God's intention. God's intention that if you have a chief of state, he don't have to be loyal to everybody in the state. He's going to disagree with some people in the state, and he has a right to give his disagreement. God never intended every world leader to agree with everybody that's in the world. That is why there are wars and rumors of wars. That is why there are treaties, peace treaties, and stop the shooting and killing treaties, and let's have a seminar, because people are not the same. They would never agree to the same. I was having a conversation with some young men about transvestites, and I said, I don't think that a man should ever mar his body to allow himself to become something that he's deemed in his mind that he is. I said, I just cannot see that. And I would not embrace that. No one will make me embrace that. I would not cut off my private part like that. And I think that men that do things like that, listen, the law may back you up. I don't want to understand it. Well, you know, they may say, John, you need to be re-educated. I don't need to be re-educated. I don't want to be re-educated. Man, that is maiming the human body that God gave you. Now, if you don't like something about the roles that society says you have to play in that body, I can see you being against that. Go ahead. If society says that you're only to love one kind of person, forget them. Love whoever you want to love, and take it to the degree that love will let you go. But to maim your body and then to trick someone else in any way that person thinks that they're looking at the opposite sex and they're looking at the same sex, but a body that's been made to make you appeal to it as a female. Whenever I see people like that, I never have too much to say because I don't know what to say to them. It's good to see you. It isn't. It caused some problem to my mind. Now, as a gay man, do I have the right to say that? Yes, I do. As a straight man, do I have the right to say that? Yes, I do. As a black man, do I have a right to say? Yes, I do. As President Trump, can he say it? Now you're saying no. Why? Why? See, there's where the problem rises with me and all this talk. You know what? I'll tell you something. We as black people are going to end up messed up if we refuse to make the right kind of decisions for equity, for what is just and right in society that is not run by a bunch of socialists. Because a bunch of socialists wants to take over the society that I'm living in. I didn't opt to sign up to pay taxes for a socialistic society where everybody gets everything free on the same level. Because I believe that a man is judged by his worth. I believe that a man is judged by the work that he can perform. I was taken to lunch today by a dear friend of mine. You see, and let me end up this statement by this. I'm talking about a society that is not run by socialism or will have to keep up to please that political mass that doesn't have an answer for tomorrow. Because I'm just going to be playing for you. The Democrats don't have an answer for tomorrow. President Trump is providing jobs for today. And I didn't vote for Trump, nor will I. Because I think that the man in certain ways totally disgusts me and is ignorant, like some of you do. But he has the damn right to say it, just like any citizen of this country. And because four congresswomen, albeit black, I don't care what color you are, if you say anything negative about this infrastructure, about the powers that be that run this infrastructure, you expect to have them on your behind. Why do we always run and try to, oh, we got your back, sister? Man, they're even quoting Maya Angelou. Stop it. She's dead. You see, when I'm dead, no one will quote me. I hope that they're listening to me now. As a matter of fact, I just went and took care of myself, and I said, I want to be able to do a webcast up until I'm 100 years old. Have you ever heard of a black man talking to you when he's 100 about what's going on in his day? That'll be me if God keeps me alive. You may say, well, I don't want to hear you today. You will 20 years from now. Yes, you will. Because I'll be 95 years old 20 years from now. 25 years from now, I'll be 100. That's a hop, skip, and a jump because I'm 75 now. I don't have dementia or Alzheimer's. I'll let you know if I get it because you won't hear me doing this because they can't think right or logically. Okay. My daughter's always keeping me in contact with her. So, we've got to get on the right side of the coin here. And let me, since I named that program A Man Has Spoken, what makes a man a man? Well, this man speaks what's right before him and never subjects himself to the listener or to anyone else to something in the future that the listener could not comprehend. In other words, what the chief of state is saying here is I'm providing jobs and I'll provide more of them. I'll provide more of them for the black community, for the Latino community, for every community. But you're going to come over here legal and you're going to come over with rules way. I was speaking with a young man that I know that applied to be on the police force, Latino man. And he contacted me and said, I passed the oral. No, not the oral, but the lie, you know, when they give you a lie detector test. And he called me about it. I said, tell the truth. If they ask you if you ever smoked any weed, tell them the truth. They're smoking it. What? Here you are, you over almost 30 years old, and you ain't never tried no weed? Tell them the truth. Why? Because truth always prevails. The man sent me a little quibble and said, I passed the lie detector. I said, of course you did. The job is yours. Congratulations. Let me know when I can drive to the city that you work in, see you in your nice, shiny uniform, your badge, and everything else. Oh, and by the way, he's gay. See? Because it don't matter what anybody think. I told him the truth. I use a standard of God. Tell the truth. You don't have to lie. It makes no difference what your choice is, what you all about. If you know that about yourself, you're going to be all right. Stop following the crowd. Stop following these people that are not going to advance you. I live in Los Angeles. They're building trains all over the city, connecting the city together, trying to make it better for the poor people that live here, and thank God for government. They're doing some of the things right. I asked somebody that I had lunch with today, you see any black crews working out there building these trains? You see the black electricians? Now, I'm sure that there's some on the job somewhere working underground that nobody ever see. I'm sure that maybe there's three or four that maybe go to work together. I'm saying in general, when you look at these job sites, who do you see laying the concrete, putting up these wires, driving these trains, making it work? I know I got black train drivers and everything like that. I'm talking about building the rail system, the engineers. How many of us are black out there? How many of the brothers got these jobs? But boy, you can show here us talking about the president, can't you? I'm going to tell you, there's never been jobs provided like this when Obama was in office. And if one of you can show me one good thing that he did for the population, and please don't say free medical care, Obamacare. That's like getting an Obama phone. Stuff is limited. And who's paying for it? Again, if you want to be in a socialistic country, go ahead. I wasn't raised like that. I was born in 44. You may say that I'm polluted, need to be re-educated. Not really. Not really. I believe that if I listen to this one now, friends, this is really going to blow your minds. I believe that if I do good towards every man, treat them right as my brother, as my fellow, though they may not be black like me, they may be Hispanic, they may be Chinese, white, Asian, whatever, are different cultural blacks from Africa. I may not eat their food, understand their culture, but I understand something about them. They are a part of the species of human being. And I believe that in order to please an all-loving God, that you must love every one of these individuals. There are many in my community that says, I love anybody but Donald Trump. I want him dead. That's crazy. That's crazy. That man's never done anything personally to you. He doesn't even know you exist. He probably doesn't even know that I exist, and good for him. He doesn't need to know. But if you listen to my webcast, he would say, now there's a man that's telling you the truth. Because I know what truth is. Why should I lie? He is a chief of state. When he says shut up in a press conference, what the hell are you supposed to do? Shut the hell up. That's what you're supposed to do. I don't know what's the matter with people. Just think you can just holler out at anybody any way you want to. I wish you'd try to get up there and touch him. One of the Marines about him would cut you down before you got within 2 feet. I don't care if you're Jezebel's mama. He's the chief of state, and he is to be treated as such, whether you like it or not. The majority voted him in there, and the majority's going to keep him in there unless he does something treacherous to betray their welfare. Then they'll impeach him. But some of you lily-livered Democrats that don't know how to lose a race, you lost. Now get to working on what a male leader looks like. You want to get one that's going to say what he feels and say what he knows and is going to come to some conclusions instead of throwing the peace ball out. I'm appalled. Now, I think, I'm going to tell you the truth. I think that 9/11 was a put-up charge. I don't think that Al-Qaeda put them jets in our building. I think our government did. We needed a reason to get back into world conflict. There's just no way that 2-7, whatever they are, can take down buildings the way they were built. I did my research. I bought the DVDs on that building, the way it was built. It couldn't fall like that. It could not. The rest of the structure was built so solid on the bottom, it would have held it up. And look, those of you idiots that still don't want to admit to building number 7. Building number 7 wasn't even hit by the planes, and it just dropped. Can you tell me what was in building 7? All of the tax records to some of the richest white institutions in this country. It was all the hard drives and everything was dissolved. Those people didn't have to pay the millions that they owed. All the records were gone. It was wiped out. Come on, man. When people want to do something that run a place, that's the way they do it. Now, was it right? No. 3,000 lives were lost. So they're going to blame it to the Al-Qaeda doing this. Our young men go over there in a rush, throw their lives in harm's way, and dies and gets blown up. Why? Because they believed that they were defending their country from an enemy that came on the inside and took down 2 buildings. And they were young men. Because when I was a young man and went into the army, they were training me to kill little yellow people called Vietnamese, and I didn't protest. Most of the men that went in with me didn't protest because we were not enlightened to what was really going on. We were drafted. There was no way to beat the draft but to go to prison or to run to Canada or Mexico, and I couldn't speak either language. So I went in. In ignorance? Yes, we weren't as educated as you young explorers of information are today. We didn't have no damn Google. We didn't have anything. We didn't have YouTube, Google, the internet. I discovered the internet after I got into the Army when they had me working with cryptographic equipment. There is where I first came in contact with the internet. And I was in a radio booth sending out secret codes that we didn't want the enemy to break. That's when I learned about the internet. I didn't learn about it through going to Zorro's and buying a computer. Like these kids are raised on computers as babies. Gee whiz. You hear all that talking in the background? The house has a group. I'm glad they're happy. But please don't be angry at me. Listen to the voice that is speaking to you as if I'm your granddad, and I'm telling you, it never was supposed to be the way your teachers have told you. They lied to keep you calm. If they had told you the truth, they would have told you your parents had you at a most mischievous time. But that's what happens when people get together. They make babies. And then from that act in the night, we have these children screaming for recognition. Tell me what's happening. What am I going through? Why is life hitting me this way? Tell me something. These young people are asking those kinds of questions. You just excuse me, but I love Oreo cookie thins. And they got one here with the mint in it. Okay, I got another question for you. I was asking my brother at lunch Now I'll ask it of all of you. Do I have the right to speak what I believe is true? The answer is yes. It took you too long to get there. Next question. Do you have the right to disagree with me? Yes, is the answer, of course. Must we come to impasse or a neutral ground if we differ on the issue? No, is the answer. We don't have to come to any consensus. See, that's what you've been taught. Everything is bringing things into consensus. You know, now when you go to business school, and a lot of people go to college and get a business degree, learn how to put a business together. And recently I learned that one of the things that they want people to do is go to the end and show how they're going to end up the business, who they're going to turn it over to, their profits and all that. The out end of it, instead of the end, when they get in, how is your work going to look? What's going to be your value when you get out? I was speaking with a business student, and he told me that, and I laughed, and he said, why are you laughing? I said, you see the end of yours? And he said, yeah, I can build this cupcake restaurant, and boom, 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 boom. Man, a cupcake restaurant as a business is doomed to fail. Are people not going to keep eating that? And after a while, they're going to see the harming effects of it, and mostly everybody will stop eating it. Like me chewing on these Oreo mints. We have to really check ourselves. Hear that bell? Young Mexican friend of mine, he pushes this little ice cream thing and he sells popsicles, ice cream sandwiches. I have one in the refrigerator. It would go good with my cookies. I just had a sweet tooth today, people. So let's take it up a step, because I told Alphonse that I was going to try to take it up a step. Why is it that people think that you are supposed to think the way they think about things that happen? What is the key that makes people think that they can all think in group, and when you're thinking in group, that you're going to change the outcome of any given situation? Another question that we are to ask ourselves is, why is it that we are unable to make decisions about facts on our own without other people, especially people that claims to be the authority in our lives, but they've never done anything to prove a victory in their own? You see, once we begin to answer these kinds of questions, then we can say we are wise. But you are not wise if you tell the children that things are going to be a certain way without telling them that you're trying to subdue an entire teaching inner structure and build another one. Albeit you do not understand socialism, I do understand socialism. Socialism is a kind way to say communism. And communism is a kind way to say that we have something in common. And to think that of human beings is anathema. Human beings have only one thing in common. They love to eat, two things. They love to eat and they love to procreate. That's about all. Everything else we're going to differ on, we're going to differ on how we procreate, why we should procreate, why we shouldn't even eat this meat. You've heard them. You shouldn't eat that. That meat's going to kill you. Since I've stopped eating meat, my whole body infrastructure is wonderful. I remember when medical marijuana first came out. The church was hailing it as a sin of the apocalypse. And sativa is the salvation of my mind. Because when I look around me and I see some of the things that people go to church believe and what they're teaching these other people, the leaders of those organizations should be bullwhipped. It is a damnable shame what these pastors are telling these people, and these people acting like the jackasses that they are and will not stand up and think through it. Now, I'm telling you that if a man says that he hates you, he has a right to say that, just like you got a right to say that you hate him. I hear most black people say that they hate Donald Trump. And it was an interesting email that I got. Somebody sent me something. If you ever get an email saying that Donald Trump had a stroke, go to this site, don't go to it, because everything in your phone will burn up. Why would, see what I mean? There's hatred on both ends of it. This thing can work on either end. Where did you play into the picture? Why don't you start thinking for yourself? See how much your blood pressure would come down to normal if you wouldn't even think about Donald Trump until you hear him doing something positively for the community that you live in. And when I hear, when I look at Al Jazeera news, not American news, Al Jazeera foreign news, and they tell me that the president's plan is making more money for the people in the country, I'm not listening to ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and all that kind of mess, because those are liberal Jews that run the network that are trying to push a certain agenda on the population. It's called population mental control. It is a type of subterfuge. That's why I have no TV cable coming in my house. None. Why would I have that in there? All of the commercials and all the other things are just there used to pollute my mind when I should be going forward, forward, forward. Oh, it tickled me today. I got somebody visiting my house, and he think he going to come in and turn this house into a circus show again. No, I told him, this is a working house. Either your brain is working, either you're in the studio doing something for good, you're making your life better, but you're not here to be entertained, and I see the house is tore up already. So I'm going to have to go in there after I do this and clean house. See what I mean? See what I mean? Because I cannot live in a dirty house. That's not my way. Now, let me say this. I have a right to agree with what the first man said. The man made his statement, and the statement that he made was true. You're going to hear my personal opinion. You can hate me for the rest of your days if you want to, or you can continue to listen to me, because I'm going to tell you the truth. That man can say and believe anything he wants to. And if he's stimulating ignorant people to do stupid things like go out and kill people and stuff like that, he is a most powerful man. I think that the people that go out and kill people already had that mess in their mind in the first place. And just like you don't have to convince me to do right, I know what right is. I choose to do the right. I've been following the right way my entire adult life. I don't know how to follow the wrong. But if you say that I'm wrong because I love a man that is the chief of state, I've loved every president of these here United States, not just Barack Obama. It shows a hypocrisy of the black species. If you can only love a black president but live under the auspices of a white one and reap the benefits that this country and those presidents gave you, you are a most man, most miserable. And don't tell me about how they use you as slaves. They use my people as slaves too. You can talk about that in the history class. We're talking about reality. Now, I'm saying that because I know a hell of a lot of black people that will not speak like me, but they think like me. They know like me because they've been eating food off the table of this country ever since they've been here. And I say this, you don't like the food you eat? You don't like the way the system? Get the hell up out of here and get out of my America. No, it's not yours. You're always talking against it. Talking against its leaders. If the Democrats want to give everything away, move to a sanctuary city where you can get some stuff. Don't be no fool. We need sanctuary cities, because on the other end, the other people that don't want the people that ain't got nothing there, they got to go somewhere. So I say, let the sanctuary city go. But at the same time, if the man say, I don't want nobody here that don't love the country like I love it, he has a constitutional right and a right as a citizen of this country to think that way. All right, you've seen those movies about the aliens coming, right? And the aliens get to inbreeding with the Americans or whoever, and they got to live with them. And then it's an alien war against the human war. All that kind of shit, see? Where do you think they got that idea from? They got the idea because our ideas are as strange as aliens are to a Homo sapiens species, if you will. We are thinking like that.
That's why I call my website. Oh, it
went off of my computer. Whoa, look at what they're saying now. I can't believe the way people are thinking. Leave the chief of state alone as long as he is providing. All right, here it is. Here it is. Jay Coleman's going to give it to you in the black and white. This is why I don't condemn President Donald Trump. Keep my borders safe. So ain't nobody going to come in here and mess with me while I'm enjoying my freedom. Okay, do that. All right. Number two, don't let too many people in here, because if more come in here than we can handle, they're going to be raining on my parade and I'm going to be upset. I'll pay you, what is it, $300,000 a year to keep my place clean of criminals and stuff like that. That's why I pay taxes for the police and everything. We all paying those taxes. We talking, oh, they choking us out. Tell your children how to act when they get out there. If they ask them, what's your name? Tell them what the name is. You ask a teenage boy, what's your name? His name is Jethro.
I ain't got to tell you my name.
And the police officer is 49 years old. And here's Jethro, 14.
I ain't got to tell you my name. My mama said.
Your mama? And you got a law enforcement officer, someone that is enforcing the law of the land, that your mama's paying taxes to pay him off. Now, if you don't like the system, get the hell up out of here. Answer that policeman what he asked you. Then you wouldn't get your ass beat. Can I make it any plainer than that? What the hell is wrong with us?
Oh, well, we just black. Our great-great-great-great-grandchildren were slaves.
Yeah, well, so were some of theirs. It's time for somebody to get on the progression road here. You stressing my express. I don't understand that bullshit line. Some of y'all don't like my language. I'm fed up. I'm fed up of you. People can't say what they think now. Oh, I'm offended. Oh, my children listen to that website. Well, tell them not to listen anymore. That's the problem. You all walking around in a damn fantasy, in a balloon about to pop on you. We need every American in this country to come together to dig one another. I didn't say to love one another, put up with each other's bull crap. I didn't say that. But it was like when I got in the Army, a sergeant taught me a very important lesson. I want you guys to listen to me. Maybe this sink in. I was sitting next to, he didn't have all the black soldiers sitting together or the white ones. He mixed us all up. And he said, we are training you to send you to Vietnam to kill little yellow people. This is what they said. And he said, we want you to look around in the faces of the people that's going to keep you alive. And when I turned my head to the left or to the right, there was a white boy and a Mexican and Chinese, Samoans, everything else. And he said, these are Americans. These people shop where you shop, eat what you eat, wear what you wear, listen to what you listen to. And you're not going to want to hear no ching chong, bing bong music. You're going to want to hear Motown and the other hit parade American bandstand when you're out there firing them guns of massive destruction. You know, those sergeants told us the truth. And it's what pulled many of us through. Though I learned from my neighbor yesterday over the fence that at no less than 20 soldiers that were in the armed forces and got out a day are blowing their brains out because they couldn't handle being over there seeing what they saw. War is a terrible thing. Killing anybody is a terrible thing. Some of the things I hear some of you people say out there should happen to Donald Trump. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. And half of you are piling your behinds up in a church somewhere. And they're going to try to ask God in on your dumbfounded, stupid blessings. That's why I've given up on American Christianity, because your pastors won't condemn you like that. They're there hoorahing with you, having you choose sides. So, all right. Make up your own decision to choose to follow who you want to follow, why you want to follow him. Give Donald Trump, his wife, Melania, or whatever her name is, all of them, give Obama, all of them the right to choose what they want to do, and let your blood pressure go down and go somewhere and eat a nice meal, a nice green salad. Go walk in the park and listen to the sparrows sing, and your day will be far happier than listening to the old man try to tell you, mind your own business. But do you see what they all saying? Especially you Democrats out there, and you Republicans, because you put that nitwit in that office, and you Democrats, you had Hillary running. I told you, that mess would never work. Okay, that does it for the webcast. Take care. I do love you. I do love you.